There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Still no trade to report. We were discussing last week how...
No trade.
Still no trade to report,
okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. We were discussing last week how each and every Sunday when you have a team like this, you're almost like out to prove that you can check every box and answer every bell. And this was another one. This was the outdoor grass bad weather game. And, you know, I looked, are they going to have home field for the entire postseason? It's certainly possible. But if they have to go on the road and it's a bad weather day in Washington, I mean, they've played in these conditions. You're trying to prove every week, hey, lost some players, still won. Lost some critical players, still won. So there's so much that this team is proving in this juncture of time. And I can't wait for the postseason. It's still 2 months away, and I'm not wishing away the rest of the season, but their seasons are so long, and maybe they will just keep getting better and better and better. 248-539-9797. Our champ and chump coming up in a moment. Rob, you're on 97.1. Hi, Rob.
Gentlemen, how are you today on a Victory Monday?
Doing good.
Very well.
Good. Chump, unfortunately for both of you, it's got to be MSU and Michigan, both losing at home in the fashion they did. It's kind of unacceptable, but on Sunday clears everything up, and my champ is Kirby Joseph with his partner in crime, Brian Branch, kicked out of the game, and that's debatable, but Kirby flips that game on its head with the pick six to almost end the half there. Four other tackles that day. I think he had a pass deflected as well. That was a terrific game by Kirby Joseph in that win yesterday.
It really was.
What a playmaker.
What a play. Was it six interceptions now?
I believe so.
Yes,
yeah.
I believe he leads the NFL, which is terrific.
And we mentioned last week that no Detroit Lion has had a double-digit interception season. I think it was 67, and Lem Barney was the last one.
Wow.
He could be the guy. It's
not easy to do.
No, it's not. And that one, he was just kind of waiting in the weeds and made a play and took it back to the house. And look, last week, during the blitz thing, and Kang asked the question, who's been a trick and who's been a treat? And I said, you know, what if wishful thinking, Jordan Love is a trick. He basically is, I don't know if now he's the sole lead leader in interceptions this year.
Yeah, and Kirby's not even like lurking in the backfield. He's right at the line of scrimmage.
No, he's in that mass of humanity. Yeah. But the other thing is, six picks on the year, four of them in the end zone, in his own end zone, and then one of them he took to the opposition's end zone. So they're important picks. They are not like arm punts here.
No, he's been fantastic. He's a playmaker without question. And that was his MO at Illinois, that he was a playmaker. Mm-hmm. And he's carried it on to the NFL. He's a very, very, very valuable part of this defense. They got the best safeties in football.
They really do. Jordan Love is now tied with Geno Smith with 10 interceptions thrown this year, and Jordan Love has played two less games. And if it is four interceptions in his own end zone. Right now, opposing quarterbacks have six completions for touchdowns, but I believe not all of them were thrown into the end zone I thought I saw a stat last week that it's more likely that Kirby Joseph catches an opposing quarterback's pass in the end zone than one of their own receivers. They can throw short of the end zone and the guy carries it into the end zone, but it's pretty remarkable. 248-539-9797. Our champ of chump. I'm going to start Gator with my champ of the weekend is Aaron Glenn. Guys, critical players off the field. Doesn't matter. Green Bay got a late touchdown to make it closer, but I thought the Lions defensive coordinator did a great job.
Well, I had him as my champ as well, so I'll change it up to I'll give it. It's okay. I'll give it to Kirby Joseph because that play at the end of the first half, the pick six, completely changed the tenor of the game. You know, Green Bay's thinking, we dodged a bullet. We didn't give up a touchdown to the Lions late. We just gave up the field goal. We're okay. We're in this. And then, boom, he gets that and puts the Lions up 17-3, and then it was over with.
My chump is New York. When they said that call came from New York for ejecting Brian Branch, I think you can make a case that it was an ejectable offense. But so was the hit on Chris Olave yesterday. So was the hit by Jordan Poyer of the Dolphins yesterday. Like, we're talking about hits like this happening and our guy gets ejected? I find it very curious, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but we'll get to that a little bit later on.
Well, those are reasons why, because those are 1 o'clock games and it didn't happen there. And there is some outcry from that. When you see players carted off the field and you didn't eject the player, people wonder about that. And I think that's unfortunate what happened to Brian Branch. But also unfortunate is Brian Branch is my chump of the week. I love Brian Branch. Don't get it wrong. But the hit on Melton was completely unnecessary because he saw that Melton didn't catch the ball before he even starts his launch to go into him. He didn't have to touch him, and he did. Now, do I agree with him being ejected? No, I don't think you need to be ejected in the NFL for a hit like that. But nonetheless, he gets ejected, then gives a double bird to the officials, which I secretly love. But it's 30 yards and penalties on one play that totally flipped the field for Green Bay, and fortunately, the Packers missed their field goal. Otherwise, it could have been worse. But I hate to do it, but I thought I'd chump Brian Branch for that.
All right, 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson, 97.1. Let's go to Ron and Novi. You're next. Hello, Ron.
Hey, guys. I'd just like to make an observation about this year's Lions teams and previous Lions teams. How many times did we say previous years that, oh, if the Lions would have just made this play, or, oh, if they would have made that play, they would have won the game? This year, these guys are making those plays. I mean, previous years, a wide receiver not named Amon-Ra St. Brown, he doesn't catch that ball in the end zone for a touchdown. Previous years, a safety not named Kirby Joseph, that wet ball goes through his hands. We don't get a pick six. If those two plays aren't made, Lions lose that game 14-10 yesterday. But now these guys are making the big plays to win games.
It's that. I think there's an element of finally getting some positive bounces. Like, I mean, even Jordan Love did have, was it Wicks open in the end zone? He threw it a little bit behind him. I think on a drier day, Wicks might make that catch. That should have been a touchdown that wasn't. And so I often talked about at some point the pendulum of luck is going to swing back Detroit's way. And in some ways it has. They've earned much of this. They have actually earned most of it. And every once in a while I see something and I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they want to play the whole game about, well, the ball's slippery and all that, well, both teams play in the same field. So I don't care whatever your excuses are. You guys didn't make the plays.
Did the Lions drop one pass?
I don't think they did.
Was there one?
Goff was, 18 to 22 in the game, and there were the first two passes that were incomplete. I think the first three, there was just no shot at all. They just weren't there, and it's okay. Offensive lineman Elgton Jenkins had this to say after the game. This plays with the Packers. The team that executed won, not the better team.
Oh, really?
So this is another thing where, okay, fine. You know what? We'll give you that. Go ahead. You guys were the better team, and you didn't win. There's another check mark in the Lions column for stuff that they're just correcting.
Chip on the shoulder stuff.
Okay. You go ahead and feel that way all you want. And you're right. You know what happened? We did execute. And that's the difference in the game. They executed plays. They get that last drive, and David Montgomery is just on a mission to get first downs. Gets the first one easy. Gets the second one easy. Catches the ball for a third one easy. I mean, are you kidding me? That's how you finish games off. Mm-hmm. And they've done that several times this year.
That's such a dumb statement by the Packer. part of being the better team is executing. You know what I mean? Well, if had we just made that shot, we would have been, you know, we would have won the game. We were better. We took better shots. My form is better than them, but their shots just went in. Like, what are you talking about? Part of being the better team is executing the game plan. Oh, you guys didn't execute? I guess you were not the better team.
Yeah, 400 yards in offense, and it didn't matter. You couldn't score.
Because you didn't execute when it mattered.
Exactly. Didn't execute when you had to. Lions did.
248-539-9797. David, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, David.
Hi. How y'all doing?
We're good. Thank you.
Hey, so I just wanted to say one thing about our season that I noticed is everybody got more yards than us at the end of the game. Like, we kind of saving ourselves for the playoffs because we're not even spending ourselves like most teams. Like, our special teams getting it done. Like, it's to the point where that last touchdown from Green Bay, I'm sure, like, the coach is like, all right, y'all, let's just get out of this game healthy. Like, like, we already know we won. We far ahead. So we're not even spending ourselves like most of the other teams are.
Well, I mean, the Lions have been in some blowouts where I think they get, you know, big leads and the other teams are forced to throw and rack up some totals. You know, it's probably more telling in just in terms of the Lions have more yards than the Vikings in that game. That's like the last really close game that they played. But I do think Detroit puts people behind the eight ball, and they've got to go for chunk plays and score quickly. And you know, I mean, it's, you're right about the special teams. The special teams dominated the day against Tennessee, and quite frankly, Jack Fox was unbelievable yesterday in those conditions.
Did it again.
Sometimes punting out of his own end zone, and he's getting off like 60-yard bombs.
Hey, and my last thing is, I wanted to shout out to Brian Branch because I know he did a bonehead play yesterday. But besides Hutch, like, I know Hutch went down, but I feel like that meant more interceptions. Like, they got more room, and our secondary is like him and Kirby Joseph, best safeties in the league. But Brian Branch really changed the trajectory of our team because, like, that hard, like, his IQ, hard hitting, and it's just athleticism, everything. Him and St. Brown just is like the same person, just different or the opposite.
he's great. Brian Branch is a great, great football player.
Fantastic player.
He we talk about the ability to take in information and act on it instantaneously. If Goff does it on offense, he can dissect the defense and then use that information to deliver the football to the right place. I think Brian Branch sniffs out play.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Plays and reacts about as well as you can defensively. 248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com